Ed Nguyen with the Orange County Transportation Authority doing an audio view with my iPhone, and we just finished a very important board meeting at the Orange County Transportation Authority. I've got Orange Mayor Carolyn Cavecchi as well as an OCTA board director here. You heard some great news from Caltrans. What did we hear?
Well, Caltrans has done some safety improvements on the 57 freeway, and they've restriped a section a few miles to allow for continuous access in the carpool lanes. It's something we've been working on at OCTA for many years, and we're glad that another segment of Orange County freeways and commuters are going to be able to have safe, continuous access when they commute.
Now, I know that when you were the chair of the OCTA Board of Directors, that was one of your goals, is to have continuous access. Now, where are we with the plans for continuous access?
Well, it was definitely one of my goals when I was chairman back in 2007. Commuters in Southern California can do it just as well as the commuters in Northern California. It's safer, it's more convenient, and allows for better mobility in Orange County. We've done major studies on some of the interchanges. Caltrans has done some project study reviews. We're taking a look at where we can do it as Caltrans does some maintenance restriping. To be able to restripe all of the HOV lanes in the county, there is a cost to that. We're going to need to find funding, but at this point, as Caltrans goes through and does their improvements and does their restriping, they're being wonderful and getting that continuous access down on the ground for commuters.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor.
Thank you.
And I have Cindy Kwan here, and Cindy Kwan is the district director for Caltrans for Orange County. So, Cindy, tell me more about that improvement. Where is it, and what can motorists expect?
Well, the improvement took place on southbound 57 from Chapman to State Route 91. It is a safety project. Our engineers look at the operation out there and determine that by converting the buffer-separated HOV lane to a continuous access, it will, in fact, improve the operation and safety at that location.
Now, the partnership between OCTA and Caltrans, what do you think about it? I mean, is that a solid partnership so that we can keep things moving in Orange County?
Oh, absolutely. It is a very successful partnership. We work closely together to provide the best mobility system for Orange County and all of our commuters in California.
Okay. And we also, you share some very, very exciting news about the federal stimulus funds for Orange County. Tell me more about that.
Wow, absolutely. The freeway widening project on State Route 91 eastbound from 241 to 71, an almost 6 mile long roadway, will be have a groundbreaking scheduled on November 3rd to unveil this very exciting, important project, and that is funded by the Recovery Act funding, completely 100% funded by the Recovery Act.
Okay, so that's exciting news. This is tax dollars coming back to Orange County to make improvements for Orange County, LA, and Riverside commuters. And so what does that project entail?
The project is a lane addition, adding one lane for all the way, again, from 241 to 71. But I think more important and most important about this project is the fact that 91, being the most congested east-west corridor in between Riverside and Orange County, this particular lane has been long waited by the commuters for a long, long time. And this, again, is an opportunity we're utilizing the stimulus funding to create jobs and to solve our congestion problem.
All right. Well, thank you so much for delivering the great news.
Thank you.